Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Okay, business leaders, are you playing defense or are you on the offense? Are you just, excuse me, hey, I'm trying to talk business here. As I was saying, are you here just to play or are you playing to win? If you're in it to win, meet your next MVP, NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is your full business management system in one suite. With NetSuite, you're running your accounting, your financials, HR, e-commerce, and more, all from your online dashboard. One source of truth means every department's working from the same numbers with no data delays. And with AI embedded throughout, you're automating manual tasks, plus getting fast insights for your next move. Whether you're competing on your home turf or looking to conquer international markets, NetSuite helps you get the W. Over 40,000 businesses have already made the move to NetSuite, the number one cloud ERP.
Right now, get the CFO's Guide to AI and Machine Learning at netsuite.com/special. Get this free guide at netsuite.com/special.
Okay, guys.
B. Mitch Finley, 106.7 The Fan. All right, I want to get to these phones.
Let's get it.
I want to let some folks weigh in here. Let's start with William down in North Carolina. What up, Willie? How you feeling about yesterday's game and this team, man?
Oh, yeah, I mean, I'm upset about it, but, hey, time to go on. Hey, you know, we got to realize, some of us got to realize that these teams that we played against in the playoffs, these teams have been established for quite a while. You know, general managers, coaches, and players, and we're just beginning to get back to the glory days, and we just have to be patient. And another thing, Brian, I remember you and Doc and Coach talked about years ago, everything starts in the trenches. And yep. We need to build that up. You know, we need to build that up. And if I was the general manager, I'd probably spend about 70% of my resource defensive on the defense side. Okay, if you looked at Philadelphia, when they rushed basically with four people. And they would get pressure, and that gives the defensive backs, these rookies back there, a lot of confidence because they can trust the defensive line. Hey, Brian, y'all going to be down in New Orleans?
Yep.
Well, we'll be there, too. Hopefully, we'll see you.
All right, bro.
Take care, man. Thank you. Yeah, I mean, I definitely agree that the way Philly is constructed is inside out. And once they got really good, then they traded for A.J. Brown. You know what I mean? Like, I think if you look at that Philly defense, that front, dude, with – Jalen Carter, Jordan Davis, Nolan Smith. I mean, they are just really, really loaded defensively. And then Bond has been so good for them this year. The kid Sweat has been so good for them. I mean, they can just come from every angle all the time. And Washington is not there, frankly. I want to be clear. They're not there. I thought Luvu was really good yesterday. But... you know, they need more in their front seven, on the edges. I thought Allen played a good game yesterday. You don't have Payne. Hard to know what impact that makes when you're just getting torched in the run game like that. Hurts was also really good. Mm-hmm. You know, it is year one for Washington, but that caller is completely right. The trenches are what matter. Not having Cosme yesterday really hurt you. At one point, Alec Greddy had to come out. Chris Paul was in the game for a brief period of time. I think that was like an equipment issue. We didn't even get an answer to that last night. But, let's go to Jaden in Columbus. Jaden, what up, man? How you feeling? Jaden, you there, bud?
Brother.
All right, we're going to keep it moving. If Jaden's there, put him on hold. We'll come back to him. Let's go to Dre in Manassas. What up, Dre?
Hey, what's going on, gentlemen? It was good seeing you, JP, and Saturday night. And I went to Philly wore all my gear, got a cheesesteak.
Awesome.
It was pretty cool, man. No one did anything bad. Anyways, first of all,
appreciate you coming, man. Saturday night was really fun in Philadelphia.
It was.
The rally was packed. It was packed in there. And then we all hung out for a while. I drank a couple beers, went out to dinner. I had, for all my complaints about Philly, I encountered zero resistance on Saturday night.
100%, 100%. First of all, I want to say I'm so happy to be talking about, you know, the draft now. I mean, this is sports talk radio I'm so used to for 33 years. This playoff talk was driving me, you know, nuts. I felt like Brooks from the Shawshank Redemption, man. I just couldn't handle it. So, you know, talking about, you know, where we're supposed to be in the draft and this take and that, that's comfortable sports talk radio for me. Having said that, you know, kudos to what the team has done. I know we have some big questions. You know, everyone's happy that we made the playoffs. Everyone says we're going to be there next year. But guess what? Baltimore says the same thing. Buffalo says the same thing. I tell you right now, I'm pretty sure there are a lot of Buffalo fans who would rather just trade 33 years of mediocrity to always being, you know, the bridesmaid and never the bride. So, yeah, I heard a Patrick Mahomes interview this past week, and he said it's funny. He's been there 7 times in a row, but each time this team is different. I think today he only has, like, 4 people with him than he had when he was, like, you know, 10 years ago when they started winning. So I guess my question to you is, how do we avoid being Baltimore? How do we avoid being Buffalo? How do we avoid being
Hold on, bro.
I'm going to take this.
Okay.
You are complaining now about not being a team that's in the playoffs every year. I would rather be Buffalo and Baltimore than what the hell we were for 20-plus years.
Yeah.
That's what I would rather be. Okay? Pat Mahomes' teams are every year is different, but you know what they have? They have Andy Reid and Pat Mahomes. Now we got Jaden Daniels. We got Dan Quinn. We got Adam Peters. We may have the right group of people to start getting it done. But I will never complain about being in the playoffs every year, because if you're not in the playoffs, you're not going to get there. And you think Baltimore is bad? No, they're not. Bills are bad? No, they're not. They have to deal with Pat Mahomes, just like all those people have to deal with Michael Jordan. So I don't know if you're looking for someone to give you something negative to talk about, this ain't the show for you, brother.
Yeah, dude. Here's Dan Marino got to the Super Bowl either his rookie year or his second year, and they lost. And everybody's like, oh, man, they'll be back. Don't take this stuff for granted, dude. Baltimore and Buffalo are great football teams. They're just going up against a historic team. If Washington is in the Super Bowl contending conversation every year, that's where you want to be, bro. And then
you got to get there to try to get to the next level.
And then 1 year, it breaks your way. I got to say, I like Andre. He's always a good caller, passionate fan. We hung out a little bit Saturday night. But for Dre to say, now we can get back to draft talk and I don't want to be Buffalo, what? That is banana land, dude.
Nah, Dre, you might want to pick another show to listen to, bro, because this ain't the one.
No,
dude.
I want him to listen. I just know that we dramatically disagree.
I'm not giving that.
We dramatically
disagree. Want someone to talk about draft talk rather than talking about a damn team within the playoffs and building towards trying to consistently be there? That's asinine to me, homie.
Yeah, that's – yeah.
I don't even understand that type of talk.
You're trying to build this, dude. You're trying to build – you. Baltimore and Buffalo, and honestly, Philly, like, you want to be those teams. That's the tier you're trying to get into. And you might not break through. Nothing is guaranteed in pro football, period. Next year is so far from a certainty in any capacity, man. But that's where you want to get.
But you need to get a base to try and be there. So in other words, when people talk about how the team used to be, where they were in the playoffs all the time, having a chance to go to the Super Bowl. That's not cool. We want to talk about draft talk. Please,
yeah,
man.
Especially today. Like, they just lost in the NFC title.
That completely lost me right there.
I thought you loved that call.
No, despised it.
We're excited. We're going to talk to Joe Theismann coming up at noon.
Looking for a new home should be exciting, not frustrating. That's why Homes.com might just be the best home shopping site out there. Imagine searching for your dream home without ads cluttering your view. Homes.com's sleek, beautifully designed, ad-free interface makes your search simple and distraction-free. And if you're a parent, you know how important school information is. Homes.com gets it. They're the only site with detailed school and district info from multiple sources, including reviews from Niche. Plus, they've got a super comprehensive and transparent agent directory, making it easy to find the right expert to guide your journey. Oh, and here's a game changer. Homes.com always connects you directly with a listing agent who knows the home best. They even go beyond the basics, offering the most in-depth neighborhood content of any home shopping site, packed with details to help you find a community that feels like home. And the search tools? Unmatched. With 22 data visualization layers, 7 environmental layers, and filters for commute times and architectural styles, Homes.com truly is the home search you've been searching for. Go to Homes.com. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
What is Dax, are you?
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all, so we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
Hey guys, it's Jim Costa from Cash the Ticket. If you're betting the NFL playoffs, you need to be listening to Cash the Ticket. We're breaking down every single game, totals, and sides, all the way to the big game. Subscribe to Cash the Ticket on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.